Michelle?
Hey, guys.
Take it away.
Let's do this. So we're here at the Lazy E in Guthrie, Oklahoma, at Barrel Fraternities of America, and we have an amazing guest right now. It's Miss Lauren Whitmire. You have your clapping? Yeah, we need our clapping. That's my favorite part.
So, oh, you're so funny.
I know. So we're going to get started here with Lauren Whitmire. She's got a really, really, really cool story about a killpen horse. I know a lot of people don't like to use the term killpen horse. We like to use the one that we saved or the rescue horse or whatever. So we're going to get started real quick here and tell us a little bit about this horse and how old it is and how you acquired this horse.
So he's 3 years old. He's been really special to me. I've gotten him through Kaufman Killpens.
Yeah, Kaufman.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Now it's Kaufman Horses. And he's just been a really cool horse. I bought him, he was halter broke, and I've taken him from the first ride on, and that's been really special. So.
And I think that's so interesting, too, how you started at the bottom with this colt and have brought him to the top and ran him here at the sweepstakes, and we'll get at that in a moment. So when you bought him out of the pen, when you went and looked at him, how did you find out about him? Like, was it a phone call, or did you see him on Facebook?
I was scrolling through Facebook. I had bought one previously that I knew was going to probably end up at the Killers, and I brought her up, and she ended up being a really nice mare. And I saw him. He was a two-year-old September of last year, and halter broke, barely. Mm-hmm. And just
did he have any like marks on him? Was he poor, or was he pretty good flesh?
He was kind of skinny. He had no mane and tail, and if you know me,
No mane and tail.
I love a mane and a tail. And he was just skinny and just a little horse, and I thought I was too big for him, to be honest.
Oh, whatever. We're so hard on ourselves. But
but he's a little guy, you know? Yes. Like, he's not very big, and he's
But
really
now it doesn't look that way. He's beefed up. He looks like a $200,000 barrel horse. And let's talk about price. So how much did you give for this killpen horse?
So I gave $2,000 for him. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about his breeding.
He is all cowbred, and since all of this has kind of come about, I've found out his breeders, and mm-hmm. they are so happy that I have him. And
that's
I found out his dad is still alive. He's, I think, 27. Mm-hmm. He's all cowbred. It's a Shining Spark stud and out of, like, a cowbred mare.
Wow.
Old foundation. But, yes.
Yeah. How did you, yesterday in your run, I guess it was yesterday. It would have been, was it Wednesday night?
Yes.
Wednesday night in the sweepstakes race. So yeah. How did you end up did you place, or were you just out of placing? Were you in the middle of the line?
I ended up 28th.
28th, which is amazing. To take a horse out of the pen, place 28th against the best bred barrel horses in the industry.
Yeah.
To be that close, what was your time?
I was a 16-1.
Wow.
I was super proud of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to expect. We were last out, last mm-hmm. on the ground, and he just exceeded my expectations, mm-hmm. and he did it again the next morning. So,
he do the next morning?
He ran another one.
Oh, my gosh, how consistent.
And then he runs again tomorrow, but
that's
yeah,
amazing.
He's been a special horse from kind of day one. Never knew he'd take me exactly where he's taking me now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grateful to my mom for the opportunity to run him in the Super Stakes, because that was a huge deal.
Wow.
And
there's a lot of people
we gave
watching.
It a shot.
There's a lot of people watching, and they want to hear about this story. It's neat that you can take a horse out of the kill pen and rescue it, and it go on and do big things like this. And that gives a lot of people out there hope to go rescue a horse. You don't have to buy that $100,000 horse.
No.
You can give every horse the opportunity to win. It's how much heart they have, how much fight they have, and you can give them that want to win. You take care of them and show them love, and 99.9% of the time it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
And I think in this barrel horse world, we need to see more of that. We see a lot of these hybrid horses, which are amazing. I have some of the best bred ones in the country, but it makes me still want to have them, but it makes me want to go out and buy a rescue horse. I mean, why not? Why not go give these horses a chance? If you can afford these high-dollar ones, you can afford a rescue horse. So,
yes.
You know, give them a shot, even if it's a companion horse that you buy and take out. I mean, what's your kind of intake on that? You agree with me?
Yeah, initially, whenever I bought him, I just bought him for a project, and I don't normally start my own colts. I've started about a handful in my life, just because it takes so much time and patience and, you know, putting the first saddle on them, to putting the first ride on them.
So did you put the first ride on this colt?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is incredible. Literally from the ground up, you pretty much halter broke him, put the first ride on him, started him on the barrels. You did it on your own.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
What's like, what kind of feeling is that?
Oh, it's so rewarding, you
rewarding.
Know, and then just getting to send him down the alleyway Wednesday night was
goosebumps
just exhilarating.
And chills.
Yeah.
Did you cry a little maybe?
Yeah, I was.
I would have had tears in my eyes.
And I had all my friends here, and
yeah.
It was just.
This is a special moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is his name?
So his name is Sparky, and actually a lot of my friends call him Sparkles. He's
Sparkles. I like it.
It's just stuck, you know, with some of my friends.
Yeah. So do you have anything else coming up right now behind him? You have another rescue horse too, don't you? You have
yes,
two.
I do have her.
What's the other
she
one?
I ended up doing throat surgery on her.
Uh-huh.
She had a flapper issue.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to end up breeding her this year.
Okay.
Just because I worry about, you know, I don't want to hurt her. And she's got a lot of heart and a lot of try, and I think she'd try through it, but it's just not
Why
worth it to me.
Why do it if you don't have to? Good for
you. I think she's going to have some great babies, and she's already proven she's a nice horse.
Now, how is she bred?
She is actually out of a Smoke and Spark stud.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
That's really
And a cow
bred
mare. So she's really, she's a big, beautiful buckskin
And did
filly.
You find her at Kaufman too?
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible for her to come out of that. Yeah. So what are you going to breed her to?
My dad, you know, just acquired Flying Cowboy, and for my birthday, I really wanted a breeding, and I think that's the route I'm going to go with her.
Oh, my gosh. So, for those of you that don't know, Whitmire Ranch just acquired Flying Cowboy 1-2-3. I think he's going to be a huge stallion and a really good asset to this industry and the racehorse still, and hopefully the barrel horse still one day.
Yes.
Whitmire Ranch also has, you know, Jail Dash to Heaven, Bullseye Bullion. Now, did she sell Fiscal Cliff, or do you guys still have him?
We sold him.
You sold him.
I still ride a lot of his babies.
Yes.
I think he's a really nice stud. I'm
going to
have quite a few for the barrel pen next year.
That's what I figured. So they have some amazing horses. So, like I said, Lauren Whitmire has came from some of the most incredible horses, and she chooses a kill pen horse to run and kind of prove a point and set the standards for everyone. And I think it's just completely amazing and such a good-hearted person to do this. So with that being said, what could you tell somebody out there that's going to go do this and go buy one from the kill pen to rescue? Is there something like they need to look for or look at, or just, you know, how do you take that gamble to go do that?
I would definitely do more research. Like if it's something riding, I'm a little more, you know, weary just because sometimes they do have issues, you know.
They do.
I love one that, you know, maybe a yearling that's been overlooked, kind of off-bred, maybe just ended up at the wrong place at the wrong time. Or, you know, like this two-year-old, he just probably fell through the cracks and nobody ever started him.
Yep.
And, you know, those type
and
of things.
And you gave him
things.
A chance.
Yes.
That's amazing. I talked for just a second. I had a kilpin horse that I bought. Well, my dad, we used to go to Meeker, Oklahoma. You remember Meeker?
Yes.
So we went to Meeker, Oklahoma, and that's when I think Epi had that sale over there, and there was some people that run one through on the loose, and my dad ended up buying him for $400, and we got him home, and we called him Bandit, and they said that he was a barrel horse, and they were getting rid of him because he was crippled. Well, he did have a bad ankle. We gave him Butte and stuff and took care of him, and I ended up winning, like, probably 10 saddles on this horse. He was 22. No, he was 19 when we got him, but between then, over the couple of years, I think I was 10 years old when I got him, we won saddles, trophies, the play day stuff, and we gave $400 for him, and
That's
one night,
so cool.
It was the coolest thing ever. So one night, we're at a rodeo. A little open rodeo, and I was cleaning house in the youth on him, and I ride him up to the fence, and there was this lady, her name was Jill McWilliams. She come up to me and she's like crying, literally tears in her eye, and I'm like, get away from my horse, what is wrong with you? And she goes, that's Chief. And I said, no, this is Bandit. And she goes, no, that mark on his neck, she said, that's Chief. We sent him through the kill pen at Meeker, Oklahoma, and we thought he died, you know. And then I'm about to start crying. I was like, why would you kill this horse? She goes, well, he was crippled. I said, well, didn't he earn the right to die in your pasture? And she kind of looked at me, and, you know, she's like, you know, maybe so. And to this day, I always have a soft spot for the kill pen horses because of that. The very first horse I ever owned, ran barrels on, wasn't a high-dollar horse. It was a horse out of the kill pen, and he taught me how to ride. He taught me all the good stuff, all the bad stuff, how ornery he was. But I wish that I could find every little girl starting a horse just like that. And they are out there. You know, there's a lot of these retired horses with big old saddle stains in the kill pen that may have a little bit of ring bone or a little navicular that with a little bit of corrective shoeing you can save and go on and keep running them. And your kid will be safe. It's just the right care. But don't ever be afraid either to buy that older horse with the saddle stains
on
it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And the young ones, like she said, to give a young one a chance, it's incredible. So, I'm trying to think. I think we covered, you know, pretty good on these topics. You had a kill pen horse, too. Did you want to talk about your Belgium that you bought, or do you want to save it? Oh, this is all about us. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, yes, in the future. Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else you want to add? Any sponsors or anybody you want to thank?
Oh, I want to thank my parents. You know, yeah. I couldn't have entered the sweepstakes without them, for sure. And that was pretty cool.
That's incredible.
Know.
Yeah.
I love your mom. I got to ride a lot of good horsepower because of them. So
absolutely. I could go on and on. Your mom is a whole other podcast. Oh, my goodness. But, well, thank you for joining us here at the Lazy E Barrel Fraternities of America in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Miss Lauren Whitmire, we really appreciate you being on here and giving us a little input and lighting everybody up about this.
Thank you for letting me come on. That was super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, girl.